be buried up here. She had cancer. She didn't know she had cancer. She never had been sick a day in her life. And I forget how she found out. Oh, she reached over in the rocking chair that had a handle like that and bruised her breast. And it turned black, and so they went to the doctor. And when he opened it, her whole body inside was cancer. And she didn't live for 3 months. They went to the hospital and they opened it up. And Dr. Elkins was the doctor. I remember the name of that. And her breast turned black. So they took her to the hospital. And when they opened it up, and she never had a sick day in her life. Just leaned over on the arm to the chair. She'd go pick up something. And the arm to the rocking chair like that. Bruce, a breast.
Now this is one of the aunts.
And that was one of the aunts that lived with us.
Now what was her name?
Fanny. Fanny. About another one was named Susie.
About how old were you when she died? Had she been taken care of you pretty good while?
She'd been taken care of. But no, she lived with us about 9 years before she died. So my mother died in 1920.
Well, did she
They were the seamstress, see, those two were. And they gave up their work to come live with us. Mm-hmm. And Andy then, of course, stayed on for, I don't remember now what date was she died, but not a good many years, just her. Mm-hmm. But we were all big enough to help do, so they didn't have to wait on us. And we children do whatever we were told to do, run, do this, run, go out somewhere, get the eggs, and even catch a chicken and chop its head off, pick feathers out.
Did you do that?
No. Not me, but the other girls that was at home, you see, would do that. And birds would catch a chicken, cut its head off, and then we had dresses or some of the rest of them did. I never did do no cooking till after I married.
Really?
No.
You didn't care about it or what?
I married. Well, there was other older ones in the family. What's that? Yeah. They were out there playing in it, and I went out there. The others was in the house gossiping. They said, come here for all of them together, you know. And so I went out there to play with the young ones that was in those leaves and was down. We'd hide under them. And Midge come out and took a picture of me with my feet out like this, my head with the leaves over there. I thought that was my boy. I still do. I reckon if there was any up around, I'd do more of it. But now then, I sew and make bridesmaids.
Make bridesmaids.
But anyhow, I enjoy it. One of the slaves, Daddy's son brought him back to Jonesboro to hunt his folks, he called it, because he was stolen when the Civil War and was carried up to Illinois. Well, after his wife died, he got lonesome and worrying about home folks, you know, and just going over reminiscing. And his daughter said, well, we'll go to Clayton County and hunt some of the folks. So he was one of the slaves. So she brought him to Jonesboro, that was the county seat, and asked if where they could place any of the Harpers. And they said, well, I don't know but one, and that's Mr. Eason Harper. And so she went there and spent the day with Papa. And this old nigger put his arms around my daddy. Now, I wasn't there. I had married and was living on the farm. But they said he picked him up. He's a great big, tall, fat somebody who ate over 200.